When you buy a house, what is one of the most important things you need to have inspected? The foundation. A solid foundation is vital for the safety, appearance, and value of a home. Everything is built on the foundation. No one would want to move into a home that has a huge crack up the side of the brick or bowing walls throughout. It's too risky. That's why before buying a home, you must have it inspected. Every square inch is checked, and you have to have someone crawl underneath to get a good look at the foundation. If problems are found, they must be fixed to ensure you have a stable and safe home. My sister loves to restore old homes, and often the outside and inside can be a big old hot mess. But if the foundation is solid and strong, she knows she can work to rebuild and restore the rest and ultimately bring it back to life. The foundations of our life are no different. They are so important. If they are solid, then when the storms of life blow, we'll still be standing. So, how is your faith foundation? It's time for an inspection. When it comes to what you believe, are there any cracks? Is it weak in areas? Are you easily blown over by what the world says you should feel or believe? Or do you stand on the truth found in the Word of God? A strong foundation of faith doesn't just happen, and you don't inherit it from your parents or your grandparents. Your faith, your relationship with God, and the strength of it depends on you. Each one of us must come to a place of realizing our need for forgiveness and then personally accept God's free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's the first step to a solid faith foundation. A great truth to remember is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. A relationship with God is a gift, and like any relationship, it takes intentionality and time to deepen that relationship. You build a solid faith foundation by reading the Bible, praying daily, connecting with the faith community, and loving and serving others. We also learn it's not by the doing of all those things. We don't work our way to heaven, but when we know Jesus, we want to grow deeper and establish our faith, because when we do, our life will be blessed and full, no matter what storm may come. How's the foundation of your home? Our faith foundation begins first in our heart, but how is that spilling out day in and day out within the walls of our home? How do we talk to one another? How do we care for one another? Do we keep track of wounds and hurts, holding bitterness in our heart? Are our conversations filled with anger? Are we allowing the enemy to get a foothold in the hearts of our children? The reality is, we are either moving closer to Jesus, strengthening our faith and leading our families to do the same, or we are moving further away from Jesus and allowing our faith to grow weak, leading our families to a place where faith and the things of God aren't even valued. This can quickly lead to cracks in the foundation of your home. But the good news is, no matter how broken or weak the spiritual foundation of your home may be, there is always hope for restoration. Isaiah 58:12. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. The faith foundation of Israel, as well as the physical foundation of Jerusalem, were in ruins, but God was calling them out to repair and restore their faith and trust in the Lord, to raise up what had been in ruins. We are called out to do the same. Remember, everything is built on the foundation. What your life is built on matters. What you value matters. How you spend your time matters. If you build your life on Christ and lead your family to do the same, you are establishing and rebuilding ancient ruins of what was once broken. Make the repairs you need to make today. It matters for your future and the future of your family. That's the truth. Foundation repair is never easy, but don't ignore it. Build your life and home on the cornerstone, and you'll stand firm when everything around you does not. I'm Lori Klein.